next phase after impeachment hearings.
There is a strong interest in moving quickly.
Sickness shuts dozens of schools.
Nobody wants to spend Thanksgiving break with everybody puking.
Turmoil on takeoff.
Flames spewing out the back.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. Open impeachment hearings have ended. President Trump has called it a hoax and has claimed victory. CBS's Nancy Cordes says House Democrats have the next move.
2 weeks, one dozen witnesses, and one basic story.
I found the July 25th phone call unusual.
Was there a quid pro quo? The answer is yes.
Former White House official Fiona Hill said she saw the pressure campaign up close.
Did you go speak to the lawyers?
I certainly did.
She said a Ukrainian delegation visiting the White House was informed of the ultimatum by U.S. Ambassador to the EU, Gordon Sondland.
I did say to him, Ambassador Sondland, Gordon, I think this is all going to blow up, and here we are.
Half a world away in Ukraine, embassy official David Holmes overheard a conversation between Sondland and Mr. Trump a couple weeks later.
I then heard President Trump ask, so he's going to do the investigation. Ambassador Sondland replied that he's going to do it.
Looking ahead to a possible Senate trial, President Trump met with key GOP senators.
When it gets to the Senate, we're going to do it right now. Everybody's going to have their day in court.
Democrats argued Senate Republicans shouldn't discuss impeachment with the president.
He's trying to taint the jury pool.
I'm Stephen Portnoy at the White House. We're told the senators and White House counsel Pat Cipollone agreed that if the House should adopt articles of impeachment, a Senate trial shouldn't be rushed. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has vowed to go through with a trial, but he suggested it might not last very long, noting arguments, testimony, and deliberation would force all other Senate business to the side. It seems at this point the White House desires dragging it out.
On Fox News this morning, Mr. Trump predicted an administration report on the origins of the Russia investigation would be historic. He has said it was politically motivated. Well, now to Western Colorado. CBS's Omar Villafranca says more than 20,000 students have an extended holiday break because of a norovirus outbreak.
I have three kids, and they like to share germs.
Joy Zeller says the district-wide school shutdown is inconvenient but necessary.
We definitely don't want to be sick for Thanksgiving.
46 schools in the Grand Junction District are closing until after the Thanksgiving break.
Particles get in the air. And then if you're near there, you breathe the air and you've been exposed.
Sanitation crews are now cleaning the surface areas of every school in the district.
And there's also an outbreak at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs. In Los Angeles, there's an investigation after a jetliner with 360 people on board ran into trouble right after takeoff. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Mayday, mayday, mayday.
Terrified passengers aboard Philippines Flight 113 say they heard loud bangs just after takeoff.
Four large bangs. They were explosions.
The Boeing 777 bound for Manila suffered an apparent engine failure.
Why is that going off?
People on the ground could see flames and smoke shooting out of the engine. An LAX spokesman says there was no fire showing from the plane when it landed, but firefighters were on the ground as a precaution.
Hands down to the pilot for getting us all back safe.
An appeals hearing has upheld the indefinite suspension for Cleveland Browns defensive lineman Myles Garrett for hitting another player in the head with the helmet he'd torn off in a game last week.
Whoa! Hello! Whoa!
It means he'll miss the rest of the NFL season at the least, and the league says it found no evidence to support Garrett's claim that the other player, Pittsburgh QB Mason Rudolph, used a racial slur during the fight. The White House insists the rulemaking process for vaping is not stalled, and today President Trump meets with officials concerned about e-cigarette use by teenagers and advocates who promote vaping. A plan to ban most flavored e-cigarettes on the federal level seems off the table. At the L.A. Auto Show, Tesla CEO Elon Musk took the wraps off what he calls a Cybertruck, an electric pickup. Musk threw metal balls at the windows to show off their strength.
Oh, my God. Well, maybe that was a little too hard.
Well, two windows cracked but did not shatter, and a sledgehammer was unable to dent the truck's body. Production's planned for late 2021, with the truck selling for between $40,000 and $70,000, depending on the model. The Oxford Dictionary has selected its word of the year. It's climate emergency. For the first time in his presidency, Donald Trump has awarded the National Medal of Arts and Humanities. Here's CBS's Gary Nunn.
The president honored eight people.
Each of today's recipients has made outstanding contributions to American society, culture, and life.
He began by honoring actor John Voight, whom he called a great friend.
He has captivated audiences for more than half a century.
And he called The Champ the greatest boxing movie of all time.
Now go home, champ!
Musician Alison Krauss.
There's a truth in
she has received more than 25 top awards.
Earning more Grammys than any other woman.
Author James Patterson is one of the most prolific and talented fiction writers of all time.
277 books, including...
Alex Cross.
Got ourselves a Four Roses.
He also honored Chef Patrick O'Connell, Sharon Rockefeller, Teresa Lozano Long, and the Claremont Institute. And the president recognized the musicians of the U.S. military.
At the movies, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, as we hear from CBS's Steve Futterman.
Much of this movie is quite familiar.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood.
Yes, that's Tom Hanks singing the famous theme song. This film, however, is not a simple, light look at Mr. Rogers, and it's certainly not a kid's film. Justin Chang is a film critic for the L.A. Times.
The movie almost plays like a very special episode of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood at feature length and for grown-ups.
Instead of helping children, in this film, Mr. Rogers helps an adult.
Everyone, this is Lloyd Vogel. He is a wonderful writer.
The film is based on a true story, but Tom Hanks says it will not answer every question about Mr. Rogers.
There is this mystery of why, what's his motivation here?
Yesterday, here in L.A., some moviegoers got a sneak preview. This woman was moved by the film.
It's a great movie on forgiveness. Teach us we have to forgive.
Please won't you be.
Steve Futterman, CBS News.
My neighbor.
Los Angeles.
More than 20 years after its HBO premiere, The Sopranos returns, sort of.
Look at the snow.
The first ever Sopranos Con is being held tomorrow and Sunday in Secaucus, New Jersey, not far from the bridge Tony drove over in the opening credits.
Nobody's talking too much. It's costing me money.
More than 20 cast members will be there, including Dominic Chianese, who played Junior, Tony Sirico, who brought us Paulie Walnuts, Andrea De Matteo, Adriana on the HBO show. There'll be trivia, a cannoli eating contest, and trips to the real Satin Dolls, which doubled as the Bada Bing Club. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
In North Pole, Alaska, they celebrate Christmas all year long, but this year the annual ice sculpture event is off. Not enough ice to harvest from area ponds. Blame a warm October. That's the Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.